previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester. Wake up, wake up.
Ruan, Ru, gaan met jou?
Goed en jy is, lekker om hier te wees, Martin, in span.
Lekker to see you, my dude. Songwriting, when you write a song, as jy 'n liedjie skryf, soos Billie Eilish, she didn't have all that faith in that song, and then it becomes the most streamed song ever. For a female artist on Spotify, when you write a song, you don't always know is it going to be a hit or not.
You never know.
No, because if you knew, you would just be writing those.
Yeah. Exactly, writing hits after hits, but you don't.
But this guy, you got it right so many times. So Rue is one of those guys, he wrote so many big songs for artists, songs that you know, and that turn out to be big hits for artists. I mean, Fat Man's a failed coke. I would say that, you know, that song propelled him. Daai hierdie tune het vir hom so verskriklik goed gedoen. Jy ken daai song, ek love Leonie May, so bietjie benoem. Ek sou sê Arin Louise se tekkies brand het heel moontlik haar loopbaan vir lekker gekickstart, dis van. Sas Pisang Skulle. Ja, Sas Bartus Pakkie Malboro het jy ook geskryf?
Jezus.
The thing about this guy is that he knows exactly how to write for that artist.
Yeah.
Seriously, that is amazing. Well done.
What a catalogue. I didn't realize that you'd written all of those songs. That's incredible.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
What a catalogue. Now listen, he's got credits on a lot of songs.
Sure.
You Google South African Afrikaanse tunes and I'd buy credits. Buy credits. Sal super part of myne. Jy het buy a lekker song gewerk saam met Ewald. Het jy al ooit geskryf non-Afrikaanse tunes?
Ek het actually vir die Jacaranda band die song, ek weet nie of hulle kan onthou nie, hulle het 'n Engelse groep.
Yes, of course.
So that song I've written with Rudolf and Ewald. Yeah, that song also as well.
Yes. No. I het 'n Engelse klomp songs. Is daar...
My work is easy because I use ClickUp.
Well, hang on. Oh, is that you? Heb jy, en toe besluit jy, is nou tyd vir my?
Ja, ek dink om aan die agterkant van die bedryf te wees is lekker, maar om hier te wees en jou eie staf te doen, ek bedoel, jy het soveel songs geskryf in jou lewe, om uit te figure wie en wat jy is, die journey is flippin' lekker. Ek bedoel, dit is iets wat ek nog altyd wou doen en nou die confidence het en sê, okay, maar kom ons draai, kom ons kyk. So you're flippin' excited for that. Excited om te sien wat gebeur met dit.
Ja, welcome to the other side.
Yeah.
You think it's more exciting, do you?
I was gonna say.
It's kind of a different kind of daunting. It's a different kind of pressure.
Ja, 100%. Ek dink die pressure om hit na hit te probeer deliver en almal kyk vir jou en sê, yes, maar jy het al hierdie en hierdie en hierdie songs gedoen. Nou sit jou eie songs uit. Nou kyk mense nog steeds, what's happening hier so? So yeah, building that brand and building a presence. I think there's a moeilike deal, but hopefully people will buy into it eventually.
Yeah, you've got the talent though. Yeah, that's the difference. You kan dit doen. Baie van die kunstenaars, ek het self vir Apple gesê, toe hy self begin opneem het, sê ek, ach, nou sig daar baie kunstenaars. Oh, really? You know, write for yourself.
Donkey. Like,
why? Maar jy gaan nog vir ander mense ook skryf.
100%. Ek wil net sê, ek skryf nog steeds vir klomp ander kunstenaars, busy writing a few stuff now, actually, as we're talking. Ek gaan nie op met dit.
Wanna play a little game. It's talking about artists and people writing for other artists.
Yes.
There are artists like, I mean, Ryan Tedder is a good example. Ryan from One Republic.
Yes, yeah.
So the singer from One Republic. Ryan Tedder wrote songs like Halo for Beyonce.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He wrote Bleeding Love for Leona Lewis. Rumor has it for Adele.
No way.
He's a massive, massive songwriter. I mean, this song was a massive song for Leona Lewis. I would say this probably launched her career.
Yeah.
That was Ryan Tedder. An artist like Sia That's a good example. I mean, see, I wrote for other artists for many years.
Yes.
And like Rue, then decided one day, now I'm going to write for myself and release myself. Sia wrote Pretty Hurts.
Ah.
Beyoncé.
Yes, Beyoncé, yeah.
She wrote Perfume for Britney Spears. And Sia wrote this song for Rihanna. We're beautiful like diamonds. No. Yourself, why did she not record it?
Yeah.
Don't you ever think that
100%.
As jy fail kook of jy van die tekies brand so self opneem, don't you have that regret?
100%, maar ek dink daar is, die song wat jy skryf is vir daai persoon. It's in that moment, it's for that person. If it was anyone else, as tekies brand deur Karleen van Jaarsveld opgeneem was, I don't think it would have been that hit. It's the person, a personality. En het is net perfect gepast by die artist. Dit het net verstaan, alles het by mekaar gekom, die sterre het align, and it worked. So ek dink dit is 'n moeilike ding om te sê, if I kept that song.
For me.
Ek dink nie netwendig, dit is hoe dit werk.
Kan ek 'n dom vraag vraag, want ek weet nie hoe werk hier goed nie. So skryf jy 'n liedjie, soos die lirieke en die muziek, en dan gee jy dit vir die kunstenaar, en hulle kan dan met dit speel, is dit hoe dit werk?
Ja, ons, baie keer sit ons saam, so as ons nou praat van Pakkie Malbrood, ek en Bartu, en actually Elof, believe it or not, wat, jy weet, ek het nooit gedink Elof skryf vir ander kunstenaars, wat kan Elof doen? So ek, Elof, en Bartu en Shakira Peach het saam gesit, en ons het met die song opgekom, verstaan? So, okay. Ja.
So sometimes it is lyrics and music,
yes.
Sometimes it's part of the music, sometimes
you.
It's part of the lyrics,
okay.
It's like a songwriting team.
Okay.
More examples coming up, and of course Friday Live, it's all about the live, right? Rue gaan vir jou 'n groot tune doen van 'n ander kunstenaar wat jy baie goed ken en baie voor lief is. We are talking about great songwriters, especially great artists writing for other artists. Meer van Rue, ons speciale gast in die op die show volgend, hy is definitief een van die mense, baie groot songs voor ander mense geskryf, hy skryf nie vir homself onder andere, en stel self sy eie muziek bekend en vry, ek vertel jy meer daar oor. Another one is Bruno Mars, as it turns out, incredibly talented guy, musician and songwriter. He wrote All I Ask for Adele, Flo Rida's Right Round, you know that song?
Yeah, of course.
And also this song for CeeLo Green, this is Bruno Mars. Once again, wow. I think if he recorded it himself, he would have done well. But as Rue keeps telling us, you know what? It's everything happens for a reason when it comes to these things. Ed Sheeran is another example.
He is prolific.
He wrote BTS, Make It Right.
Sure.
Imagine the royalties.
Ooh, crazy.
BTS, baby. Dark Times of the Weekend he wrote as well. And he also wrote the song for Justin Bieber.
If you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself.
Imagine that guy's royalties.
Oh, my word.
Justin Bieber, The Weekend, BTS. That is crazy. So you wait for CSMS of skryf?
Dit sal obviously amazing wees, maar ek dink die pool daar in Amerika, nee,
I mean,
vir my hier in Suid-Afrika.
Come on. No, but you never know, dude. Sometimes,
I'll try.
When you sometimes look at some of the songs that we have written here in our country, I think to yourself, if one of those major artists overseas recorded it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah.
How does it even work? Why can't it work like that? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, very good question.
Imagine, you know, just one of those massive artists decides to record one of your songs.
Yeah. Life-changing.
Done.
Immediately. Yeah.
Surely it's a big timing thing. I mean, I look at Tyler and how she took off there when we didn't really know all that much about her here.
100%.
So hype counts for a lot.
Hype, timing.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder who writes for her. Is it local writers?
That's a good question.
Rue, is it
young? Yeah. Queens.
So, the song you're going to perform for us this morning, ek gaan vir jou meer vertel van sy eie muziek, wat uit is. Ek gaan vir jou sy liedjie speel, nie smeek nie. Jy gaan vir ons 'n tune doen wat ons ken en love. Wat se kunstenaar het jy gekies? I mean, this is confidence.
Ja, ek het Adele gekies.
Sure, okay.
Okay.
Jo.
No, that's how you do it. You can't be taken seriously as an artist. Like, I'm a songwriter, but I'm also an artist.
Yeah, also go big or go home. It is Friday Live.
So here's the thing. Let me just quickly tell you why I chose Adele.
Yeah.
She's a storyteller. I'm a storyteller myself. And I want to see how I can tell her story, but in my way.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
That is coming up for you Friday Live right here in Netna. Och.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.